This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
My sister
from another mister. It's Kristen Glazier. Hi.
Mark, how are you? Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, and I'll tell you what, I haven't seen you because you actually had last week off. Off the air, so I haven't seen you since the fair.
I know. Boy, the fair was great.
It was a good wrap up to the fair.
I know.
Our Veterans Day was great. Senior Day was great.
Oh, it was perfect. That's always, I just can never get over, and I love listening to the couples talk about how long they've been married and how they met. And
69 years.
I know.
Yeah, that's that was again, it's like fascinating to see how people have stayed together that. I guess once you get past a certain, you're just like, it's going to, you know, it's forever.
Well, and they talk about the, you know, what's the secret to a long marriage?
Yeah.
I notice a lot of the men said, just say yes, dear. I like that.
Well, that's you know, secret to a happy life is just, you know, go with the flow,
go
I guess.
Go with the flow. Yep, I love it. No, that was a great. Thank you for all your support. That's always so nice to be there with you and Mr. Paul Jazin.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
It's just a great time.
It is. I look forward to it every year, and then by the time it's over, I'm ready for a day or two off because I'm exhausted too.
Yeah, so. You need a whole year to recoup.
Well, we got 51 weeks between.
Yeah.
What's sad is I get out there on Sunday after the fair is over, and I tear the tent down, you know, tear all the stuff out and take it all apart, and it's like the grass is all torn up, and it's just, you know, it starts out so pretty, and then it's like, okay, it's got a year to recover.
Right,
for the
and
next
it does.
One.
It always does.
It always does. So what's going on? We're coming to the end of the month, and I know there's a very special event that you guys are involved with at Fairhope. It's called Freedom's Never Free.
Yeah, that's been a great event. I think I've been involved in that probably the last 4 years. And that, again, you said that's going to be on October 31st, the 1st and the 2nd
at
the fairgrounds.
First weekend of November there, right?
Mm-hmm. And that's a great event that Lancaster has. And I think I really wish a lot of people would take a second to go out and just be a part of that. Mm-hmm. If anything, go out on Thursday night and just see the placing of the flags.
Right.
That is a really special event, and that honors veterans alive and those that have passed.
Right.
And the families purchase a flag to be placed, and it's a flag. I mean, I think last year, how many did we put last year? Like 200?
A couple hundred. It was big. and again, it takes up a large chunk of that field of
it
the fairgrounds.
Does. It's just beautiful to watch it. So there's a great presentation. Then we move inside to the Ed Sands building and honor the veterans that are there. And Fairhope, myself and our staff and the volunteers take a really, you know, a nice part in that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really great to see the respect that we can honor our veterans.
Yeah, and don't forget, we're not that far away, about 4 weeks away from Veterans Day.
I know. And at Fairhope's always busy for that. We make a point to go to any facilities and places that would like us to visit and pin their veterans, which means we honor the branch that they served in. They don't have to be hospice patients. We just think it's a great time to do that.
Yep. I wasn't sure where I was going to go with this particular segment of the show, and you just opened it perfectly by talking about being part of the community.
Mm-hmm.
Why now it starts to make sense to me why you are so passionate about serving the community. You grew up here. You know the people.
Mm-hmm.
You know this, how special this area is.
It is. And, you know, I sometimes I talk about this, about my background and my history with Fairhope. And a lot of people may still not know that when I went to Fisher Catholic, I was, you know, really fortunate to get a basketball scholarship for Wright State.
Wright State? Wright State, wrong college.
No. I was very lucky to have that happen and came back.
Did you play at the Nutter Center?
I did.
I mean, that's a beautiful place. Mm-hmm. That's a basketball mecca right there.
I know. Yeah. So that was my history. Came back here. And when I came back, I got a job with Fairhope Hospice as a social worker.
Out of college.
30 years ago. I had a little job in between, a couple jobs, and I thought, you know, I've got to make that leap. So here I am, a brand new social worker. I don't know. I had no business probably working for Fairhope, but boy, it really changed my life.
Now, who was in charge of Fairhope at that time?
So that was, I worked with Carolyn Fisher and Donna Householder back in the early days. Now, you have to remember, I worked for Fairhope back in 95.
Yeah.
And we got our Medicare certification in 1984, so
right.
We were 10 years young.
You were still, I mean, it was the first 10 years,
right?
Right.
Right. So we were much smaller. I worked there for several years and went on and lived my life and obviously got called back here about 8 years ago.
Because Denise Bauer saw something in you.
Yeah, I thank you. I hope so. And she said, come on back. We're growing. We need some help. I need you to step in and manage.
And by in the time you were gone to the time you came, look at all the, look at what had happened though with the Pickering House.
Oh, I know.
I mean,
know.
Let's see, 8 years ago, the Anita M. Turner Center was being built and dedicated.
Right. So when I talk about my journey and being here for Fairhope, I truly know the grassroots, the beginning, you know. And so that's why it's just so important to me that we continue that great quality of care for this community. I'm ingrained in here. This is my home. Mm-hmm. I'm thankful.
And we'll talk about what has happened since you took over, and I'm going to talk about palliative a little bit because this is still the quiet element, if you will, to me. It's still the one that I think we need to spend some time talking about.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, I've got to give a shout out.
Sure.
Rachel, Logan, they were at our big race this past weekend.
Uh-huh.
So two of your employees, chamber employee Logan, we had our we renewed the Fairhope Run, and so last Saturday. It was a brisk 40 degrees. We had probably about 50 people sign up.
Now, I know Rachel was there, and I know she is, full disclosure, she is a board member.
Yes.
Right? She's a member of your board of trustees,
she
right?
She is.
So, but I know she doesn't run because I know how bad her knees are.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, they walk that. Yeah. Logan and her walk that together, and at the very end, I was cheering them on, and she's a little competitive. She had to, she jogged the last few steps and
you know she's
going to
come
win.
In here on crutches this week,
know,
right?
She had to win. She had to get in front of Logan. So
oh, that's too funny.
Oh, so bragging rights are all about that till next year. But oh, you know, it was a great run. It was a fresh start.
Right.
It was just really nice. We had a lot of people that were there that walked in honor of their loved ones.
You know, what I love is the fact that I'm thank you for bringing that up. Our team here at the Wolf and our sister station WLGN, we don't just say be a part of the community, and we practice it.
You do.
We encourage our people to be out in the community doing good work, not just for the station, but for the community.
Absolutely, they do, and you should be really proud of your team. You got a great, solid team. They're just young and up and comers, and
we got every age. You think about we got the Gen Zs.
Yep.
We've got Gen Xs. We got some Boomers. We've got I think we got a millennial laying around here somewhere. Anyway, we're pretty well covered.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was a nice event. Sitterly Law showed up, their whole crew, and everybody started with gloves and, you know, hats, and by the end of the race, they were shedding all that off.
Yeah,
the sun was out, so anyways, I just wanted to kind of give a shout out for thanking everybody for being a part of that.
Well, I'm glad you brought that event back, too.
Yeah.
So I want to ask about the AIM Clinic, because, again, this is the newest thing. I drove past actually just this morning, and I love it's a beautiful addition to East Main Street.
Thank you.
You've really, like, it's just the signage and the landscaping. It's a beautiful place.
Thank you.
Because it fits with what you do. You create beauty, but you create functionality too.
Yeah.
So how's it going?
It's going great. It's, you know, every day we're learning something new about what's the best process, what do our patients need. So we really are seeing kind of a swing. So a lot of patients who we saw in the community are now coming to the clinic, and that's their choice. They are already in town for other appointments, so we're able to schedule them in. They can go from one appointment to our facility, get what they need, and go on with their day.
How are the nurse practitioners and the rest of your team adapting to having a place like that?
I think they love it. They're still at the hospital. You know, we have a presence at the hospital, nurse practitioners every day. And also they're seeing some patients still in the community, those that it may be a little harder to get out and to get in to see us. But I think that the nurse practitioners have adapted really well, and they seem to enjoy having patients come see them.
Fantastic. All right, well, we're out of time.
We're already?
Already.
I have so much to say.
Well,
next week.
Come back next week.
All right, I will.
Right. It's Kristen Glazier, 740-654-7077, fairhopehospice.org. And be sure to like the Facebook page, Fairhope Hospice, home of the Pickering House.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.